This is 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. The COVID-19 pandemic has created so much need for the most basic things: food, utilities, money to keep the roof over your head. If you lost your job to the COVID-19 pandemic and you need to pay bills, buy diapers, feed your family, where do you turn?
We're very fortunate here that we do have a lot of avenues for people to get help if they need it. And the fact that there is a United Way in every community, I think, gives people a resource to go to no matter where they live. They know that there will be a United Way that will be able to help them in some way.
That's Nancy McCarthy.
This is Nancy.
She's the director of marketing and communications for the United Way of Martin County.
And the beauty of United Way is that, you know, we're all independent nonprofit organizations. Each United Way is run independently, so we're all a little bit different. But the mission of United Way is the same. We're all working together to really just make sure that everybody has their basic needs met.
And now that mission is laser focused on COVID-19 response and relief.
We want people to know that the Economic Relief Fund is here to pretty much help nonprofits and individuals who have been impacted.
That's Kenrick Thomas.
Hey, how are you?
He's the Director of Marketing and Communications for the United Way of St. Lucie County.
We provide the funds to the nonprofit agencies in St. Lucie County. That enables them to be able to still provide their assistance, even though they're being impacted by COVID-19. For instance, Mustard Seed Ministries, they have a service where they're able to provide rent assistance. Now that this pandemic has hit the Treasure Coast, St. Lucie County specifically, the amount of people who call for rent assistance had not even doubled, but I believe tripled.
To the north, in Indian River County, they too are leaning on what is already in place. This is
Michael Kent. I'm the CEO at United Way of Indian River County. We are utilizing folks that already have a presence in the community and do similar work year-round.
We ask about their response fund.
We started with just a little bit of money. We put in $50,000, and we worked with the Community Foundation. They put in $50,000. So we had something to start with, and I'm delighted to say that today we've raised almost $670,000. We need basically another $250,000 by the end of April, and we feel that that will get us covered pretty much into the middle, if not the end of May.
Here's Nancy McCarthy again.
Our Economic Relief Fund is a little bit different. We're approaching it in a little bit of a different way, in that we are helping individuals who need assistance, who are in financial crisis, directly. So we're working with two local nonprofit organizations who are doing the case management.
That's House of Hope and the Salvation Army of Martin County.
And then we're reimbursing for those individual bills. You know, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's going to be a long-term situation. So we're really trying to build our fund so that we have the resources so that we can help people for as long as we need to until everything gets back to normal, which hopefully will be sooner rather than later.
Here's Kenrick Thomas again.
How this is helping our community is that we're all coming together as one. So
just like the United Way slogan, which tells us to live united. We'll put important links to resources at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.